In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. On this All Saints Sunday, we read, as we always do, one of the most famous passages of the New Testament, the Sermon on the Mount, particularly the Beatitudes, these statements by Jesus that he gave to his disciples and to us, statements of blessedness, of happiness. Happy, blessed are you. And then he goes through a lot of challenging stuff. Blessed are you when you are going through hard times. I think these Beatitudes are speaking to me very profoundly this year in particular. 2020 has been a year of challenges for so many people in so many ways. Challenges of health and challenges of economic worries and social unrest and strife. The real self-examination about who are we as a nation, who are we as people. And this sermon, the Sermon on the Mount, these Beatitudes are a reminder that we are to proclaim how blessed we are, even in the midst of these challenges, to know the abundance of God. It's one of the reasons that this year for our stewardship campaign, we asked, instead of just a couple people, a lot of people to send us a video. A few of them did, so you'll hear and see those in just a minute, statements of gratitude in the midst of challenge. And I think that's really helpful. And so I thought I'd kick it off by telling you what I'm grateful for this year. So grateful for so many things. Grateful for my dog, who finds a way into these videos every single week. Grateful for my family, for my wife, and for my daughters. And grateful that I have a relationship now with my birth mother and sisters, which has been such a tremendous joy and blessing over the last several years. I'm also grateful for those who've gone before, as we shortly will pray for those who've died. I was thinking of all the people in my life that have died. This past week, I lost a professor, a seminary professor, and a seminary classmate. And I was thinking about how those who have died, and at least in my family and in my life, have helped to shape my faith, to give me faith. Think of my parents and my grandparents, my great aunt. I think of bishops and clergy who have helped to guide me along the way and to share their faith with me, to pass that along. Every culture has a way of revering their ancestors. And in the Christian faith, we have a way to talk about that. We talk about the great cloud of witnesses. It's in the letter to the Hebrews. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. This cloud of witnesses is that sense that those who have gone before us, who have died, are not gone or lost, but they surround the throne of God and worship Him day and night. It's the vision of Revelation that we have in our scripture today. This vision of this connection between the living and the dead through the mercy and grace of God and the promise of life everlasting. So as we pray for those who have died on this All Saints and then All Souls Day, let's give thanks for the ways in which we are still connected, the ways in which those who have gone before have shaped and blessed us, have given us this faith to pass on to our children and to our grandchildren. Give thanks for the many ways in which we are still connected to them in this life of prayer and praise of God, that as we worship, we are hearing their voices and experiencing their faith, and that one day we will join with them in that celebration that has no end. And now I invite you to watch and to enjoy the statements of gratitude from some of our members. And if you want to send yours in, if you haven't done it yet and still want to, we'll make sure we include them in the next couple of videos. God bless.
Hello. This year, we're grateful for a couple of different things. First off, in a year of a global pandemic, that the family has maintained its health.
Secondly, given how last year's school year ended, we're very grateful that Ryan and Megan were able to go on campus in Ann Arbor and have some sense of normalcy.
And finally, when we all found ourselves working, studying, and living in the same house unexpectedly this spring, it provided the opportunity for movies and puzzles and games and a bunch of family dinners much more frequently than we would have expected.
I am thankful for our family and friends here and around the world.
I'm grateful to Father Eric for his ministry to St. Philip's, and especially during this time of pandemic.
And I'm thankful for all those who are working to find a cure in difficult circumstances.
And I'm thankful for the beauty of creation.
And I'm thankful that I'm retired.
Each day I thank God that I've always been loved, I've always had a secure home, and I've never known want. I'm grateful for our happy marriage, for Paul, our children and grandchildren, and so many good friends, especially those at St. Philip's that have welcomed us with open arms. I'm blessed to be able to enjoy the beauty of God's great earth and all of his creatures, great and small. And I'm most grateful for God's grace and the fact that in my weakness, he is strong.
What am I grateful for? I'm grateful for the blessings God has given me throughout my life from birth to the present moment, family, friends, and all those material things. I've been truly blessed. But what I'm most grateful for is learning about centering prayer. It has really changed my life. It has helped me to develop a personal relationship with Christ, and it has helped me to reflect back on my life to see how the Holy Spirit has actually worked through the events, both good and not so good, to bring me to where I am today. The events have shaped me and shown me how God really cares and truly loves me. Centering prayer has given me a new meaning and purpose in my life, and I really can't explain in words how thankful I am to the divine for doing this to me and for me.
Hi. My name is Larry Shimatero. When thinking about what I'm grateful for at St. Philip's, two things come to mind. One is our family of parishioners, how diverse we are, but we still come together in prayer and worship. And two, how we care for each other and support each other with comfort and encouragement. Thank you.
Hi everyone, I'm Carrie Shimatero, and I wanted to say what I'm most grateful for is the relationships that I have with people from St. Philip's. I think the way that people care about each other with their prayers, sending cards, making phone calls, making meals for people in need is something that I really think is nice and special. Also, I think that St. Philip's does a very good job with the community, with things like SOS, Bound Together, Neighborhood House. So that's what I would say I'm most grateful for, is just the caring that people in St. Philip's have about each other.
Margaret and I are grateful for the prayers of the people of St. Philip's for our son, who 10 months ago was sent home with only 4 to 6 weeks to live. God's infinite power, working through John, medical science, and his family, have given him significant improvement and hope. Thanks be to God.